Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey!
Happy Monday!
Hey! Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, November 25th. It is Thanksgiving week. Have a nice weekend. What'd you do? Give me one highlight of your weekend, Alex.
The highlight of my weekend, it's a highlight and a low light. So my wife and my two kids, my five-year-old and two-year-old, left El Paso. We're from El Paso, and they left early. So they left Saturday morning for Thanksgiving vacation. I have to work, which is great. So I'm alone. So the highlight of my weekend was just having time to myself all weekend.
Boy, that's
doing
so
whatever.
Nice. Oh my gosh, that's so nice.
My house is like a wreck. Because I can do that.
Right.
There's no one that touches anything.
Yeah, you don't have to put dishes away.
There's
you don't have to do anything.
Pizza boxes from Domino's on Friday night, just sitting there, and I'm looking at them like, hey, I'll get to you when you get.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Great.
I love my kids. I love my wife, but the fact that I have a chance to chill and do whatever.
So nice.
It's the best thing ever. And to leave when I want and do whatever I want, it's great. Like yesterday, I left at 11:30 to go downtown to watch football all day.
Ooh. That was nice.
Didn't have to ask permission. Didn't have to say I'll be back. Just came and went when I wanted. Oh!
Boy, that's so good.
Did you see he was drinking White Claws out of a fancy champagne ice thing?
You were drinking White Claws out of a champagne flute?
Well,
No. Out of the holder with the ice?
Yeah.
You know how they put the bucket of ice?
Like bottle service. Here's why.
You had White Claw bottle service?
Here's why.
That might be as white trash as it gets.
Oh, it felt so white trash. Here's why, because we went to the W to watch football, which is really funny because you go to sports bars. So
that elevated your white trashness,
yes,
by the way.
Yes. So, but in the area where they had the games on, the big screen, there was no waiter, wait staff, or service industry people. Well, they're helping out. They were outside doing the brunch thing. So I said, hey, let me make your job easier. Can I get a bucket of White Claw? And they're like, okay. And so they brought it out like in the champagne holder. It's the most like white trash
that
anything ever.
Funny.
But
they
it was amazing.
Start doing that.
Oh,
that's going to be a thing.
Oh, it was amazing. I had like 100 White Claws yesterday. It was the best.
They need to make a... Oh, never mind. Go ahead, Sarah.
The highlight of my weekend was I got my very first cowboy hat.
Well, like Dallas Cowboys?
Hold on.
It is a cowboy hat.
Was it the hat I saw you in?
Yeah.
That is 100% not a cowboy hat.
Wait, you got a Dallas Cowboys hat?
No.
Stetson. How about this?
Is it a Stetson?
It's a Stetson.
Oh, wow.
I got my very first, I've always wanted a hat.
It's a park ranger. She looks like a park ranger.
Thank you.
And I felt bad telling her that. So her husband comes over and talks to me. The first thing I said when I saw Sarah wearing that hat is like, hey, what's up? You trying to prevent forest fires?
It was the outfit.
And then her husband, Jay, comes up, and he's like, what do you think of Sarah's hat? I was like, it looks good. I'm just not used to seeing her in a hat.
Uh-huh.
I said, I asked her if she was trying to prevent forest fires, and he said, did she tell you that that's the same thing I said?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
But he picked it out. He liked it. So there's a place on South Congress, and it's right next to Alan's Boots. I don't know how to pronounce it. It starts with an M. It's like M-A-U-F-R-I-S.
Yes. I think that's fairly new, right?
Yeah, it's fairly
new. It's a leather store. Yeah.
It's a hat store. So they sell Stetsons.
Mm-hmm.
And then you walk in and then they help customize it for you. So we got a couple different silk bands. The one I'm going to wear is a light blue one. I think it just didn't go with my outfit. My outfit did not really go with the hat. I just wanted to wear it. And then they'll customize it for you. So they cut it to make it a little like not as big brim. And then they can steam it and do all sorts of things, and they have feathers, and they have all sorts of things. But anyway, it's my very first Stetson, and I'm very excited.
It's very hard to relate to this story and see it because there's no posting of it on social media.
Fine, I will post it.
I mean, people say they want to see it. And I mean, I'm sitting
it.
Here listening, saying, "How do I see this?" And I don't see a picture of it at all.
Okay, everybody can tell me I look like a park ranger, but don't like crush my heart because I love it.
Wait, how much does this cost you? Be honest.
The hats are like $150 to $200.
Well, how much was your hat?
That's not a cowboy. Hat.
It's not a cowboy hat.
Okay, guys.
Sarah, how much did it cost you?
I don't know. My husband.
You look like you're in the Lumineers.
Thank you. That was what I was going
for. I mean, you look like a 21-year-old like hipster at ACL.
Oh, good.
No, that's what everyone wore.
Awesome.
You just knocked about 10 years off her life, so she is thrilled with you right now.
Thank you.
Happy story. Got it next.
Hi.
Hey.
Sarah. Hi.
Everyone. Amazon loves great customer service, especially Alex and I. We will go overboard for great customer service.
25% tip if it's great.
Oh, well, look at you. Fancy pants.
No, I'm kidding. I was just hoping you'd go with that.
But a guy in New York just set the bar a little higher. Over the weekend, a woman from Long Island named Diana Chong was heading off for an early Friendsgiving dinner in Pennsylvania. And on her way out of town, she stopped at her favorite bagel shop and left her keys there. Her car is a push-button one with a key fob, and her husband was inside with the engine running, so that's why they were able to drive off without the keys.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you could do that without that dinging and all that. Oh.
They drove 180 miles without stopping.
Wow. Awful.
Got to their destination near Scranton, Pennsylvania, turned the car off, couldn't find the keys, and realized they were stranded because you can't restart the car.
That's crazy you can go that far.
Seriously, without not noticing? I thought it would like ding or shut off or something. Stranded in Scranton.
Because then someone could just steal your car.
If it was running.
And you can get in, yes.
And you could get in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. They both needed to be back home on Monday for work. They called the bagel shop, but there was no way to overnight the keys on a Sunday. So without hesitating, the manager asked for the address and said he'd deliver them.
Wow.
Dude.
His name is Vincent Prasia, and he ended up driving 7 hours round trip to get their keys back to them.
Wow.
Unbelievable, guys.
He drove back the same night, got 2 hours of sleep, still went to work the next day, and when a reporter asked why he did it, what do you think he said?
Because he wanted to do the right thing.
Yeah.
It's just the right thing to do.
It's the fact that he only knows me from coming in every morning, and he just, without hesitation, drove 3.5 hours there, 3.5 hours back, got 2 hours sleep to go to work the next day. I can't ask for anything more.
She said that she left the keys here. I said, I'll overnight them. She called back and said that can't overnight them. I can't go to work on Monday. I said, I'll be right there. Send me the address. I'll come drop them off. If it happened to my wife, I would want somebody else to do it for her.
He said, I'll be right there.
I'll be right there.
Do you know how mad her husband was probably with her?
Oh, my gosh.
So
wow.
So mad.
Text HAPPY to 51993. We'll send you the story. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We thank you so much for listening to Mix 94.7.
You ready?
Here we go.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Fact Attack.
What is the most educated city in America? Is it A, Boston, Massachusetts? B, Ann Arbor, Michigan, or C, San Jose, California?
Ooh. I'm going San Jose, California.
Boston.
It's right there or near San Francisco, and there's a lot of smart people in San Francisco.
Both of those fantastic answers. Unfortunately, they're wrong. The most educated city in America is Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh.
Okay.
The University of Michigan, along with its many, many research programs and one of the world's biggest stadiums, is housed in Ann Arbor, and it has the distinction of being the most educated city in America for 3 consecutive years. It has an especially high percentage of people ages 25 to 34 holding bachelor's degrees or even higher. How about that?
Oh, wow.
All right. Learn
like
something about Michigan.
So if you're not that stupid, or if you're not that smart, I should say, don't go. I'm going to stay far, far away from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
South Dakota's governor is defending a new anti-meth campaign, which features the tagline, "Meth, we're on it." Which isn't as bad as North Dakota's ad campaign, "Cocaine, we cracked it."
I'm not going to get into it, but I understand podcasting is all the rage, Sarah. I know you love to listen to podcasts.
I do.
And there are some that are really good, and I get it. However, I'm going to reiterate what I've said a million times before. All that's fine if that's what you're into, but there is nothing more therapeutic than music.
Exactly.
Music puts you in a space that nobody can.
Wait, does this says Brad Booker, or you have scientific proof?
Oh, best believe I've got scientific proof, Alex Franco.
Okay. I stopped and thought about this for a while. Is this one of Brad Booker's like things that he's just thinking?
Well, no, I just want you to think about it for a second.
Okay.
You hear a song.
Okay.
And it takes you back to a time where you're like, oh, I remember when I first heard that song.
Uh-huh.
I was doing blah, blah, blah.
I believe you were quoting a Clint Black song? It's funny how a melody can bring back a memory, takes you to a place in time.
No, that's not what I was thinking of, but I do know that song and I like
it,
actually.
Funny?
Ain't it funny how a melody brings back a memory?
It's called State of Mind.
State of Mind.
How a melody
can bring back the memory, take it to another place in time.
Anyway, music has that effect on us, right?
Absolutely.
It can bring back a rush of happy feelings. Or maybe there was a song that you associate with getting broken up with, and all of a sudden it starts pouring back all those sad memories.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be that, like, of memories. It could be like a song that you like right now that is currently on the radio, like, oh, I like this, and you stop and it makes you feel good.
Yeah. It makes you feel good. That's right.
Or songs that just make you feel relaxed and helps you decompress after a bad day.
Can podcasts do any of that, Sarah?
Yeah.
No. Anyway, the British Academy of Sound Therapy actually...
Sounds fancy, and I'm all on board.
Right? I mean, they did it in an accent, which instantly makes it more reputable.
Totally. Oh, will you read it to us in an accent?
Oh, no.
Please?
No,
no. No, please.
Please don't.
Please,
because
do.
That is not good for your mental health. But this is 78 minutes of music a day helps you maintain good mental health.
Boom.
But you can't just listen to one specific type of music. There's actually a formula. You need 14 minutes of uplifting music to feel happy.
Okay.
You need 16 minutes of calming music to feel relaxed.
Okay.
You need 16 minutes of whatever you choose to overcome sadness. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You need 15 minutes of motivating music to aid concentration, and another 17 minutes of whatever you choose to help manage your anger. So it's right around roughly in the same ballpark, the 14, 15, 16, 17 minute mark.
Wait, what was that last one? I need music for concentration. Just kidding.
No, that was to maintain your anger, which is what I need because you cut me off. Even though they recommend 78 minutes to 11 minutes a day still has therapeutic benefits, and you can boost your happiness with just 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Basically, what we're saying is listen to more Mix 94.7.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, Taylor Swift had a huge night at the American Music Awards. Not only did she perform that much-disputed medley that included several of her old songs, but she broke the record for the most AMA wins. Speaking of the medley, here it is. And it goes on and on. Taylor also won 6 awards, including Artist of the Decade, to break the record for the most AMA wins with 29.
Oh, nice.
Who previously had that title?
Ooh, Adele?
Justin Timberlake.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, of course.
Here's part of Taylor's speech after she won Artist of the Decade.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that any of the artists, or really anyone in this room, wants is to create something that will last, whatever it is in life. And the fact that this is an award that celebrates a decade of hard work and of art and of fun. We've had fun, incredible, exhilarating, extraordinary times together. And may it continue. Thank you for being the reason why I am on this stage from the very first day of my career until tonight.
The most interesting part about this to me with Taylor Swift is that she didn't talk any trash about Scooter Braun or Big Machine Records.
Good.
And she gave 3 acceptance speeches, so she had 3 opportunities to unload. But during her 3rd speech for Artist of the Year, she did allude to having a tough year. She said, "Last year of my life has had some of the most amazing times and also some of the hardest things I've gone through in my life. And not a lot of them are things that haven't been public." Taylor also gave props to Halsey for having given the best speech of the night, and it was pretty sweet. Halsey won Best Pop Rock Song for Without Me and went on to diss most awards, except the AMAs, of course.
Most of these awards really aren't what they seem, but that's okay because I'm up here right now and I am so thankful to the AMAs because they are the world's largest fan-voted award show. And I'm thankful to the fans, and I'm thankful to the AMAs for giving those people a voice. Sometimes you grow up and the stuff that you believed in starts to lose its magic, but music never does because real fans, artists, and real stories keep that magic alive. Thank you.
Thank
Amen.
You. By the way, my wife told me that she had a dream about her and Halsey, and I was like, tell me more.
Halsey, by the way, sang with Camila Cabello and Taylor Swift in Shake It Off. It was pretty cool.
There's a new study that looked at how smart people are in different states. This is awesome. And they did it by going through their high school and graduation rates and average SAT scores and ACT scores. Can you guess what is the smartest state in the U.S.?
Smartest state in the U.S., I would have to say, is somewhere in the Northeast.
Okay.
Like Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Okay. Okay. That, no.
my guess.
Well, sort of. It's New Jersey.
New Jersey, the home to Snooki?
I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm not thinking. I'm just talking.
Exactly. She's from New Jersey. How's that even possible?
That's awesome. So the 10 smartest states are New Jersey, Utah, Massachusetts. That
there
she
you
brought
go.
Up,
okay.
North Carolina, Montana, Virginia, Kansas, Wisconsin, Oregon, and Minnesota. Guys. Do you know anyone from Idaho?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Good. Because Idaho came in last, followed by Oklahoma, New Mexico, Arizona, Louisiana, Alaska, Hawaii, Mississippi, and Ohio and Kentucky as the dumbest states.
So what are we, like, right there in the middle?
We're right in the middle. We are good. We did not make the lowest or the highest, so we're good. Texas, yeah, all right.
Let's be honest. This weekend was all about Frozen 2. I think every time I turned on my social media, it was another girlfriend of mine showing off their girls dressed as Elsa and Anna going to the movie early Saturday. Saturday, early Sunday morning. Everybody looked phenomenal.
My poor son didn't get an outfit. My daughter went to see it yesterday. And my son was wearing like a vest, like a sweater vest, kind of like something. I don't know. Anyways, he was kind of upset that his sister had an Elsa dress.
Really?
And he didn't have anything. And I had to save the day. I'm like, oh my gosh. Jake, my son has five. My daughter's two. I was like, you look like Kristoff. Yes. I was like, are you an ice farmer? And he was like, well, yes, I am. I was like, woo! Dad saved the day. He looked like a model from The Gap, not an ice farmer.
I totally saw that. And I saw that in so many social media. Is like the girls all dressed up and the boy just like off to the side.
Like, true. What about you?
Frozen 2, by the way, exceeded expectations, making $127 million here in the States and $350.2 million worldwide. It's the third best debut of all time for any animated movie behind 2018's Incredibles 2 and Finding Dory, which came out in 2016. And the second best new movie this weekend, of course, was Mr. Rogers, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which made $13.5 million.
That's it?
I know. Well, everybody went to go see Frozen, dude.
Man.
It was a bad weekend. Like, every parent had to take their kid to go see Frozen. Kids don't care about A Beautiful Day in a Neighborhood.
That's true.
You can't go see two movies in one weekend. Yep.
Taylor Swift performed her old songs at the AMEs and broke the record for the most wins. A study finds that New Jersey is the smartest state in the country, and Frozen 2 brought in $127 million this weekend. And that's a lot of cold, hard cash. Get it, sir?
Yeah.
Because it's cold.
It's cold.
It's frozen. All right. That's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Well, oftentimes, keeping a big secret is not good for your health. You just need to get it off your chest. So tell us your dirty little secret.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah need to know. Come on, what's your dirty little secret?
Names have been changed to protect the guilty. Natalie, what is your dirty little secret?
Hi, guys. So I'm engaged to a police officer, and he doesn't really know about my past. So I used to kind of have a problem with drugs. I did the whole AA thing. I mean, it was a long time ago. I was in college, and, you know, my parents knew about it, but they've since passed on, and there's no one else in my life that even knows about this time in my life. So I don't know. I'm kind of worried. Like,
a couple of things.
Wait, there's a lot here. You're clean now.
Yes, I am.
But you don't go to AA anymore?
Not really, no.
How clean are you?
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, like, are you a month clean, two
are you
months?
Sober? You're like, sober,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I drink occasionally, but, you know, I don't do any drugs or anything. And he drinks, and, you know, it's just we'll have, like, beer, but nothing gets out of hand.
What do you think about this, Sarah?
You're saying that no one in your life really knows about this time?
Anymore. Her parents have passed on.
It was a college thing?
Yes. Right?
Yeah, it was really bad for a very short period of time. And so, you know, I really needed the help then. And it still kind of helps me today mentally. But, you know, I don't feel like I really need that full-on sobriety anymore.
I mean, if she was engaged to anybody else, I would say maybe that's something you can share, right? In the spirit of full disclosure, but
the whole kind of thing, like, you're law enforcement, you should have done your homework, and you should have delved deeper into your life. I mean, for me, Alex Franco,
how is he gonna know?
Well, I mean, you do background checks, y'all.
Okay,
so and that
right.
Was she ever arrested for it?
No, I don't think so.
Then why even bring it up?
Yeah, but why bring it up? That's what I said.
And also, why bring it up on the radio? Why'd you just do that?
Yeah. Dirty little secret.
I'm just like, you know, background checks don't tell you if you, like, smoked pot once in college, right?
Right, exactly. Right.
No, but social media does.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Are we supposed to judge if they should share their secret or not? Or is she just sharing us her secret, you know?
There's no judging here.
That's
I'm just
fair.
Asking what you would do in this situation.
Me? I mean, I can tell you that if my fiance or husband or boyfriend at one point in his life went through that, I would want to know, because chances are, I'm not saying that it will, but there is a chance it could reveal itself again, and I would want to have that information. Not to judge, like, I'm in love with you, but, like, I want to know all of you.
Well, that's certainly not for us to decide. Thank you, Natalie, for sharing your dirty little secret.
His current record is 1,286 wins with just 117 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Christy. Christy lives in the Domain area, makes a commute all over Austin, where she works for a communications company. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Christy!
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's play Can't Be Booker. I'm about to leave the room while Sarah asks you these five pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're done, I'll come back and answer the same five. Whoever gets more right is going to win, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, good luck.
Thank you. I need it.
All right, Christy, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Question number one. Pete Davidson apparently gets all the ladies because he puts in the work. It's as simple as that. Pete Davidson shocked the world when he dated what pop star?
Ariana Grande.
Coldplay is taking a break from touring until they can make it more eco-friendly. Can you name two Coldplay songs?
Ooh, Fix Me and I'm totally drawing a blank.
I know, it's real hard. All of a sudden, even though they have a million songs.
Oh my God, I have like 10 on my phone right now. I can't think of another one.
Jenna Bush-Hager is 38 years old today. Who is her co-host on the Today Show?
Hoda.
According to a list of the highest grossing animated movies of all time, Lion King, the new one, is number one, followed by Frozen, followed by the sequel to a movie about superheroes who had to adhere to secret identities.
The Incredibles 2.
And finally, Truth Hurts by Lizzo is a very popular song right now, and she sings about what football team, and one player on that team is now investigating to what new man she's talking about.
Oh, what football team? The Eagles?
All right, we'll bring them back in.
Booker!
Hey!
She got three right.
Mm. Okay, it's respectable.
Yeah.
Christy.
All right, you ready?
I am. Bring it.
Pete Davidson.
Yes.
Gets all the ladies because apparently he puts in the work.
Well, that's good. You have to. Yeah.
Especially if you look like that.
Right.
Well, I mean, we had to do
right.
that. I'm not knocking him. We all look the same. We're normal looking.
It's the only reason I get any ladies because I put in the work.
Yeah. Wow. Bradley Cooper don't have to put any work in because he looks like the way he looks.
That's right.
There's also another rumor as to why Pete Davidson gets the ladies.
Yeah, well, I've heard that one too.
Yeah, okay.
He shocked the world when he announced
Peter
he
Davidson.
Was dating what pop star?
Ariana Grande?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Correct. Coldplay is taking a break from touring until they can make it more eco-friendly.
Yep.
Can you name two Coldplay songs?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to Google these to confirm.
Well, no, you don't have to Google because they're huge monster hits. Clocks and Yellow, two of my favorites.
All
right.
She said Fix Me, but it's actually
Fix You.
Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things. Once, I think there was a thing, you know, can you just name like five or seven Coldplay songs?
Yeah.
And you should be able to, but it's hard all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I remember we took that test on BuzzFeed and we didn't pass it.
Yeah. It's bad.
Jenna Bush-Hager is 38 years old today. Who is her co-host on The Today Show?
Hoda Kotb.
Yep. According to a new list of the highest grossing animated movies of all time, Lion King, the new one, is number one, followed by Frozen, followed by the sequel to a movie about superheroes that had to adhere to secret identities.
Animated superheroes, secret identities. Doo-doo. Incredibles 2?
Yes, that is correct.
If
you had not have said 2, I would not have given it to you. Finally, Lizzo, Truth Hurts. She sings about what football team and one player on this?
The Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, there's a player. Yeah, there's a player investigating this new man she's talking about. Anyway, 5 out of 5, Booker.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you so much for playing, Christy.
Thanks for having me. I'm Christy, and I can't beat Booker.
Good try.
Nice try.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
The maker of M&M's announced a new vegan chocolate candy made with a plant-based alternative. So I guess the real news here is that apparently regular M&M's are made with meat.
M&M's, we have the meats.
Because we hate it just as much as you do whenever people get ghosted. We created our most popular segment. It's called Waiting by the Phone. Alex and Sarah, please say hello to Chantel.
Hi.
Chantel.
Chantel. Won't you Chantel us what your situation is?
Basically, I met a guy and we hooked up and then I never heard from him again. I'm just calling you guys because I'm over it. I'm done. Like, I just want to know what happened. I'm sick of, because this is not the first time this has happened to me, and I'm done with it. I just want an answer one time.
Well, I mean, I guess the quick answer is, you know, you guys hooked up, and then he disappeared. I mean, 95% of the time, it's like, okay, well,
I mean,
that's what I wanted. Now I'm done.
Right. I mean, all of us can sign a say, like, he got what he got.
Right?
He got what he wanted, and that was that. This is what this is.
Sarah knows. I mean, that's all she did. She used to use guys.
And all the time.
Right. Yes.
Kick him to the curb.
Yeah.
Totally.
After hooking up.
Oh, yeah.
So not.
No.
Complete opposite. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's call Eric. We've got his number, and we'll see if we can put him on the spot. Okay, Chantel, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, Eric. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. You're on the radio right now, but don't hang up, okay? We're in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we are not trying to make you look bad. We don't need anything from you other than we just have a couple of questions about Chantel, who also is on the phone.
Who needs your help?
The segment we're doing, we help out people that have gone out with somebody and they have recently disappeared, and Chantel has told us that you kind of vanished on her.
Yeah, she was... I just didn't know she had a kid.
Okay.
And like, I don't have any kids. I don't want kids. Like, I don't want like a kid in my life. And I didn't know she had a kid until we were like starting to hook up. Like, she took off her shirt and she had like, you know, like some people get those like, oh, like their little like footprints, like a tattoo of like the footprints of like a little, like their, I guess it'd be their kid. I thought like, oh, it's like a nephew or something like that. I was like, I don't know. I didn't even know what to think. But yeah, it turns out like she had a kid, and like the tattoo like next to the little feet, it said like 02, and I'm like, oh man, this kid's like 18 years old or something.
Okay. Wait, hold on. This is a lot to absorb. So,
hey, oh, man,
hold
this
on.
Is great. I know exactly what he's talking about, by
Let
the
me
way.
Just make sure I understand this properly. So the two of you were together,
yeah.
And you see a tattoo. Where was this?
It was like right underneath her rib cage.
Okay. And the tattoo was of some baby feet.
So you examined it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you judged it.
And then there was a date, which you assumed was a birth date, and it said 02, which you did the math. That would make the...
What's today?
Hold on, let's figure 2019? This out here real quick. So if it was a baby that was born in 2002, and we're pretty much at the end of 2019, that would mean that the baby most likely is 17 years old.
Wow.
I mean, we could have also just asked Chantel because she's on the
phone. Oh, that's a great point. Oh, my God.
I mean,
let me just ask you, if this bothered you when you saw this, why did you not say something when you saw it? Why did you hook up with me first?
Well, I
can answer that for him.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a pretty universal response from all men on this universe.
And I think Sarah can answer as well, even though it's not the response women want to hear.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's,
in the throes of passion.
Oh, what passion? No.
You're willing to set that aside.
In the throes of lust.
Lust.
Let's be clear.
In the throes of lust... Guys are willing to put
to use us
almost anything aside.
No, not use.
Oh,
really?
She was equally involved in this.
No. He didn't use
this
her?
Was a mutual
he
decision.
He checked out. He knew he was going to use her and then check out.
Not use her. What if she was okay with the situation because this was a mutually agreed upon action?
Yeah, she's obviously not okay because she's calling, wondering why he hasn't called back.
Right. But that was after the fact. Let me break it down to you a little analogy right here. It's basically like an artist painting the
this picture on this canvas, and it's just so beautiful. And it's just, he's painting, he's stroking with the brush, and he's just doing his thing. And it's almost finished, Sarah. There's that little corner. You don't interrupt the artist until he's finished with that masterpiece.
Oh, I'm sorry, you having sex is you making art? Is that the analogy you're trying to make?
Hold on. Chantel,
you're Da Vinci right now?
No, just don't interrupt. That's what I'm saying.
Chantel, we definitely want to hear, but hang on just a quick second. Eric, did you have a conversation with her about this child?
No, we didn't have any conversation about a child. I mean, at first, obviously, you know, I thought, like, I kind of wrote it off. I was like, all right, maybe it's her nephew or, you know, just another little, like, baby that she's, like, really close with. But then as I was, like, walking out of her house, like, I saw a picture of her and her kid, and I was just like, yeah, nah.
The feet looked the same. They matched up.
The only feet he saw was his walking out.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, listen, Chantel, how do you feel about this information?
I just feel like this is just stupid. Like, he knew, apparently, before we even did anything, he wasn't going to be interested. So maybe say something then, or at least say something when you, like, literally he walked out and was like, all right, well, I'll call you. You just didn't have to say that. You didn't have to say that, because then I wouldn't have been expecting it.
That'd be nice if guys, y'all always say, I'll call you, because you don't know what else to say. It'd be nice if you just didn't say that.
I already knew I didn't want to talk to him again. I just wanted to know why.
Right.
I know why. It's stupid. I'm pissed, but whatever. I mean, I got what I wanted. I got an answer.
There you go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.